Is this a good idea?
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJRFM HD1, Seattle. 95.7 KJR, an iHeartRadio station.
Look at this. It's in Texas, McAllen, Texas. Every single kid is going to get an iPad or an iPod Touch. It's a Texas school district trying to close their digital divide. So they're distributing thousands of Apple tablet computers, making it the largest iPad program for students in the nation. When the iPad came out, how many years ago was that now? It's been a couple of years. Wasn't it
was it 3-4 years ago?
I'm trying to remember. It was 2 or 3 years.
Two, ago. Right in between, I think.
Between two and 3 years. Yeah. Ago. It was obviously, to me, just a bigger iPhone. I mean, that's the first thing I thought. Well, it's a bigger iPhone. What's the big deal? You know how I am always when things happen. I say there's nothing new here.
I don't care.
There's nothing new. But then I touched it,
and it did make a call. So it wasn't a big iPhone.
Well, it wasn't just that. I touched it and I held it in my hand and I said, it's not a bigger iPhone. It's a smaller computer. And what happened to my computer is that I gradually grew apart from my computer to the point where my computer now, every time I come in the room, all it does is bitch me out because it's been so long since I've been there.
How about an upgrade over here, huh?
Yeah.
How about a little defrag?
There are 18 upgrades for your computer.
I got a virus from loneliness.
So, and by the way, it affected my social life in negative ways. Well, there are people who email me, and they will email me and, you know, a nice long letter and, hey, let's get together sometime. And if I get that out and about during my day on my iPad or my iPhone, I go, I'll deal with that later. I can't. I'm in the middle of my work day, right? Whereas before, I used to go home and sit at the computer and do my email time. And if someone wrote me a letter, I would write them back. So what happened is friends thought I hated them because their emails got buried. Did that ever happen to you?
Totally.
And, you know, the computer is dead. The PC, time of death, well, time of terminal when iPad came out.
But let me ask you this, because I don't have an iPad, and I'm not.
Do you have an iPhone?
I have an iPhone, but.
So you have a really small computer.
I know, so I don't need an iPad. I'm not going to pay my carrier for.
Do you have a computer at home?
Yeah, but my hookup to the wall. Okay, my fancy asset. I know.
The wall is, by the way.
Bear with Zog.
Terminal. There will be no walls.
Bear with Zog as I get through my cave dwelling existence, okay?
Yeah.
Zog.
I've got a pretty good deal as far as how much it costs me every month to run a computer into my house. And that gives me 3-4 different computers on my internet hookup. I'm not going to pay that same fee to have an iPad in Melissa's hands.
I'm not saying you should buy one now. But I'm saying you should be behind the times like always. But I'm telling you, the wall is even, let me put it this way. It's all going to be wireless. It's all going over the air. Even Comcast knows that. They're investing in wireless technology.
Okay.
They're doing the wireless. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, next year, or even the year after. So enjoy your senior years with your wall.
My golden years.
Enjoy it. But the computer is, it's the dodo bird. Your computer device lives in the cloud. It'll be in your car. It'll be wherever you are. And whatever, however many devices you want. You can have one on your refrigerator if you want. It doesn't matter.
It's not a separate bill every time, a separate account every time.
Well, and now you're getting to the crux of it because it's actually all about who gets paid to distribute your bits. Think of the bits like water.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get your water?
From the sky. We've got a barrel outside.
Okay, you see, you can collect it that
old
way.
School.
But that's like
dial-up.
That's like
old school.
Dial-up
right,
water.
Right.
That is very slow walk.
From the sky.
That's the sound.
the sound of a distant rain shower.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So the utility is the pipe, the connection.
Right.
That can come from anywhere. And it's coming now from a bunch of different places. So back to these kids, because these kids are all getting iPads or iPod Touches. Unless those things are hooked up to the internet, what exactly are they good for? What's that game?
Angry Birds.
Yeah. They're good Angry Bird terminals, right?
They're also textbooks.
Until they're hooked up to something and a textbook is downloaded.
Well, they don't have to be hooked up to the internet to have a textbook downloaded into them, and then the kids are issued an iPad every textbook they're supposed to carry.
But that all came from the internet.
I know.
Okay. So, anyway, a Texas school district is passing out 6,800 iPads. Mm. By this time next year, 25,000 students, kindergarten through 12, will have the iPad or the iPod Touch. The district believes it's the largest complete coverage in the nation for a school district. Yes, Eric.
By the way, they're doing it in Shoreline. I've got a caller on line one who will tell you even more.
I was about to say the same thing. My hometown.
That's a piece of Seattle.
Yeah,
this is an entire...
Oh, no, I know. This is a much bigger undertaking.
Phil in Seattle, hello. They're distributing iPads too, right?
Yeah, up in the Shoreline School District, they just... My daughter's in high school, and actually she's been getting a laptop, Apple laptop, ever since she's been in fifth grade, and she's a senior in high school now, and they just started distributing the iPad for all of them.
Is this a program for people who can't afford one on their own, or is it every single student?
No, they are supposed to have one. If they can't have one, they can borrow
one. But wait a minute. If I buy my little precious one, then they don't get a free one?
No, they don't get a free one. They get to use one. We have to make a deposit.
Right.
Every year we made a deposit on either their laptop, or this year was their iPad. And it's a pretty good chunk of change for
it. All right, so I'm just still confused. Who's paying for it?
The Shoreline School District, I believe, and they're getting some, I think, like a discount from Apple for it.
Right, but I mean, you said you're paying as well.
What we're doing is we have to pay a deposit, which also covers insurance on it, which we've already had to use once because, you know, it was like $100 for insurance, and it was dropped, and it got messed up.
That's kind of my question. When you hand out 25,000 iPads to kids, how many of them survive?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Lost, stolen, broken.
So they made you insure. What if you didn't want to insure it? What if you didn't want to pay?
Well, then you don't get one. That's pretty much it. It's either you have it, you pay for, you know, the initial deposit on it, which actually isn't a deposit.
Who pays for the use of it? Who pays for the internet connection? That would be the school, because it's Wi-Fi when they're in class. Right.
And then we also have Wi-Fi set up at home because of that. And my wife has a laptop. But yeah, I could see what you're saying. I mean, if you don't have a Wi-Fi connection at home, you know, if you don't have an internet connection at home, how are you going to use it?
Well, your kid can play Angry Birds. Yes.
Does the school put filters on your iPad so when it's at home, it can still only go to the places that you would be expected to go to in a school environment?
Yeah, correct. There are filters on it, but they also, my daughter can get Netflix, so she watches movies on it too. But
no kidding. The school doesn't mind that. All right. Do you think it's a good idea, Phil, for every student in the United States to have an iPad?
Me? I'm old school. I really don't think it's a good idea. I think it's more of something that they have to, a responsibility that they really shouldn't have to do at that time for them. Because I look at it.
How old are you? When you say at that time, how old?
How old am I?
No. How old are the kids? Like you say, at that time they should. I'm hearing you. It sounds like you're saying at that age they should be dipping each other's pigtails into the inkwells at their desks.
It's like I said earlier. My daughter was using a laptop when she was in fifth grade, and my son, he's out of high school now. He graduated a few years ago, but when he was in fifth grade, they were starting on computers.
So you think fifth grade is the I got to run, but you think fifth grade is the age that you should start getting technology, or even that's too young?
I think they should be getting it. I mean, that's what we're going to, computers and everything. My kids know all about computers a lot more than I do, and how to get into it, access different things, and You know, I took typing in high school.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, a little second grader can lock you out of the house.
Before we get off this topic, I want to say that if anybody's thinking about getting an iPad, now would be a great time because Apple slashed the price by a couple bucks because iPad 3 is coming out, so you can pick up a 2 now for cheap.
Greg in Seattle, go ahead.
Hi, Bob. My daughter went to school in at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, and for many, many years, they have been issuing top-of-the-line laptops to every student who comes into the school. And all the lessons and everything are on the computer, and when you graduate, you take it with you. And they have a whole department that does nothing but fix the laptops for the kids.
That's right. You buy it. You maintain it.
Yes.
All right. And here's the question, a fundamental question, which I think Joe and Jody were both on top of, is in order to have education now, let me rephrase it, instead of should every kid get an iPad, are we cheating our kids out of opportunity if they don't have an iPad? If they don't have the basic tool of tomorrow, are they cheated?
Well, unfortunately, not every kid can afford one. I think it's a great program that they're issuing.
But kids don't have to bring their own desk to school. They don't have to. I'm sorry, you brought your desk. You can come in and sit at your desk. I mean, and pencils and blackboards and chalk.
But imagine a textbook or a stack of textbooks that are issued by the school.
Right.
Now you can issue a kid an iPad with all the textbooks already inside of it. That's a good thing.
So,
Right. That's exactly right. You know, kids should not be lugging around textbooks. Look how outdated the textbooks are in the Seattle School District. They could probably save money by issuing an iPad to every student.
There he is.
He's never buy textbooks
Fish
again.
On.
Yeah, yeah okay. You update the textbook, you just, you know, put out new software for the next year.
Thank you, Greg.
But I've already bought 2 books this year because they disappeared into the ether. I have no idea where they left in the locker.
Your daughter lost books.
Where they dropped at school, what?
Which books?
Gone with the Wind and a series of peculiar events.
These are library books.
One from the King County Library, one from the school library.
Oh, God, you must be out $7.
Well, no, I'm out about 20. But my point is, if a book disappears, it's a bad deal. If your iPad disappears and all your books and all your work and everything, and kids lose stuff. It's that simple. Yeah. Every Friday when I work in the lunchroom, some kid leaves something every single Friday.
What have you got? A collection?
Great stuff.
No.
I've got 6 iPod touches.
They
haven't left anything. Is that you, kids' iPod on eBay selling all that stuff?
They haven't left anything worth me
left
stealing.
Leftatlunch.com. But
you're not opposed to
that. But there's
idea.
Always a kid who leaves a book, who leaves a jacket, and then you put it in the lost and found over there.
Right.
If you've got a school where every single kid has an iPad and they all look roughly alike, you're going to spend a lot of hours in your day looking for iPads.
Shoreline is making the parents pay to insure them.
Right.
That's an interesting idea.
Not just Shoreline, but this has been going on for the last couple of years. There are grants in our state. There are Seattle schools which had pilot programs where people got iPod touches and they had iPads. And the answer to your question is, yes, of course, it would be wonderful if all kids had laptops and iPads. Of course it would. But there are serious problems because you can't tell parents to go out and get their kids iPads because not everyone can afford it.
No.
But should they? Absolutely. Otherwise, there's going to be a huge digital divide.
And I mean, how easy is it to put a GPS in an iPad? Aren't there apps for that?
Yes.
You hand a kid
it's
an
iPad. Yeah.
Right. You hand a kid an iPad and it gets lost. The computer picks up. You can tell exactly where the thing is, whose locker is, and if it got stolen. That's easy stuff.
Well, that gets to privacy and tracking, which is also
if you hand a kid a textbook, they got no
way to find
privacy.
It, yeah. So I maintain that the future is either the iPad or something that looks just like it everywhere.
Dude, I want to go into the Matrix. They plug that jack in the back of your neck.
Well,
download
that's
the whole season of Weeds.
But this is the future.
Boom.
And you know, in new cars now, the dashboard looks like an iPad.
Seriously?
And it seriously does. And you have apps and you can search the internet and you have GPS and you have radio and you have pay radio. And
you've got a one-screen nav.
It's all
sound.
Out there. There's like 5 different car companies that have it.
Run a diagnostic on your engine.
There are some
email your mechanic that you're coming in for an oil change.
That are a little upset because you said that the computer is dead.
The computer is dead.
Yeah. Some people
These
say,
are the same people who called 10 years ago when I said the square TV was dead.
Well, this
remember
is,
that day?
I remember.
This is a couple texters.
I'll bring my anvil down and throw it through your store window, I will.
Yeah. Who said that they use them at work. And just because we don't necessarily sit in front of a computer all day, we don't realize that there are people who still rely on computers.
Ask them if their computer still has a cathode ray tube in it. Some people still do.
Text that if you want.
Yeah.
good luck spelling
but when I say it's dead, I mean as the leader, as
right.
the yeah. as the primary way yeah. we communicate. And
I will
things.
Bring up the rear with my people.
And,
yeah.
and your yeah. version of the computer is sit at one spot on one desk, not move
right.
around.
Chained to a wall.
iPad remember, is a computer. It's just.
Well, of course, so is the phone. Hey, remember the Square TV is dead show?
Yes.
What year was that?
Oh, probably roughly 2004 or
something
like that.
Something like that, yeah. Everyone's like, these, what do you call these, the shape? These letterbox TVs are a fad. Square is better.
I don't like watching them. If I wanted to see that shape, I'd go to the movie theater.
Right, that's what people say.
Yeah, TV isn't supposed to be that shape.
Here's Monty in Tacoma. Hello, Monty.
Hi, Bob.
You're on, sir.
I kind of feel that Apple should almost be giving these products away to the school districts. I mean, you hear all these elementary schools doing the Apple iPads, so on forth, and so forth, all the way through high school. I mean, they're grooming these kids to use Apple products.
They're grooming them. Yes, they are. Yeah. But let me put it to you a different way. I think that Apple ought to require the kids to make them in hot classrooms the way they do it in China.
I mean, Apple's getting such a—I mean, they're grooming new generations.
You're right. A lot of people would love, they'd give their products for free. Marlboro would love to just hand out, you know, their products to you for free. Yeah, there's rules against that.
You know grooming
what,
them.
You know what the funny part is?
Hold on, let Monty finish. Go ahead, Monty.
You hear nothing about the PC. I mean, everything is, you know, Mac is the iPad, iTouch, and all that kind of stuff. You hear nothing about the PC.
I'm with you. By the way, Apple has problems, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Go ahead.
With regards to what Monty just said, that's what a lot of people say. Apple should give everyone all these tablets if they're already handing out. They actually launched an iPad school donation program, which is for people like you, Bob, who have an iPad 1 and are planning on getting a 3 right. or got a 2 to donate. So they're not giving away any free product, but they're making it possible for people to donate their product.
I'll be donating mine to the highest bidder on
exactly.
Right.
It's James in East Sound. Hello,
sell
James.
It forward.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my 4-year-old has a Kindle Fire. If you want a cheap, practically free iPad for your kid, get a Kindle Fire.
And it's a Kindle Fire.
It's a
Kindle Fire. My kid logs on to his little Kindle Fire. It never gets tired.
And it burns.
I don't know why it burns. Fire.
It's a Kindle Fire. Thank you very much for that. So you can see even Kindles are trying to be iPads.
Sure.
It's fascinating. I love it and hate it for all the reasons you mentioned. Every big advancement brings new problems.
Mm-hmm.
Every solution creates new problems. But every kid from as soon as it's age appropriate, which will keep getting younger and younger if history is any educator, every kid will have access to the entire gamut of human knowledge as long as it has no naughty words
right.
And it'll all be and textbooks and everything forget printing textbooks
right
they will all be in there and the kid will you'll have to teach your kid at a very young age how to move these screens around right.
Darby's in the second grade. She's in her third year of computer lab. Third year in the second grade.
Scary stuff.
No, what's scary is you ever see the movie Children of Man?
No.
It's a movie where America or the world has gotten so polluted that we have sterilized the entire planet. No one can get pregnant anymore. It's a science fiction. Where they figure out that having an iPod on your lap when you're little cooks your nards.
All right, you're freaking out now.
We said that about cell phones. And we're still okay, and they haven't found damning
evidence
yet. Dude,
there's a matter of time.
19 passed. Okay, the iPod or the iPad Touch for all students. I told you Apple has a problem. Do you know about Apple's problem?
They fry people's nards?
No.
Not yet. No, their problem is they're making tons of money and slave labor and basically sweatshop labor. And isn't that their biggest nightmare
that's
right now?
That's so
Foxconn?
Last week.
Really? I know what you think their problem is.
What is it?
Now that Steve Jobs is dead, they have no visionary.
That's next week.
Oh. Well, they cut the head off, right? The chicken can run around the yard for months.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you know what their problem is, Joe?
Well, they've just about taken everyone off the table. They're running out of people to sell stuff to, maybe. Everybody's got one already.
In the United States, Apple's problem, and if you read international news, it's pretty interesting. Apple made its money by cornering first AT&T, a phone company that needed help, and making AT&T subsidize the cost of the phone. So the phone was expensive, $700 or $800. You only had to pay $200 or whatever it was.
Right.
And AT&T footed the bill by tacking you into a huge subscription fee. A
couple of years.
And that's been Apple's business model. It's how they became the biggest company in the world. The United States is perfect for those deals. Sprint just made the deal with Apple. Everybody had to deal with Apple because they were so huge. But the caveat to that is that Android came along, and without those kinds of deals, Android phones, which at first were not as good as the iPhone, Android's phones, though, were close enough that they started to take off in popularity. And even though they weren't an iPhone, and even though everyone was different and they had compatibility problems, et cetera, they could do close enough most of the same things, and they actually became bigger in terms of total number of phones. No one Android beat the iPhone. It's still the best. But what's happening over in Europe and what's happening around the world, their phone companies don't do those subsidy deals. So now Apple around the world is trying to compete with $200 phones with a $650 phone. And they've lost their leverage over these phone companies. And I'm predicting the iPhone is dead. I just want to say it right now. The
Good
iPhone
Lord.
Is dead.
What a day.
It's not dead, but
my iPhone's dead. My nuts are cooked. What a day.
What a day. Because of that, the Android is going to actually win in the long run.
Because it's more open source and because more companies build it?
No, because it's cheaper. Because it's cheaper in that they're not trying to – Apple now has to keep growing its revenue.
Yeah, I have the Android, and it seems
fine for you.
Fine by me.
You don't know any better. You've never dated a more attractive woman.
I don't have any.
You've got is hot enough for you.
I have two iProducts, and they're both on my head. I don't
know. If
you're
going out with Jamie Presley, you can never go back to the Android.
You got the eyeglass.
I don't own any anything. Now, my girls do, but I don't go for Apple. I don't have a vendetta against them, but.
Yeah. Well, they got problems. All right. It's 9:23. Still to come. Does a higher income make you a bigger jerk?
Yes.
The TJ Friday Institute has information.
No, this is actually legit.
It's actually a legitimate study.
What do you mean
this one's legit? That one wasn't?
Well, that was legit. But
all right, so we will answer that question when we come back. Does it make you a bigger jerk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Only to the people who make less than you.
All right.
Well, I've read the study. So.
Okay, so you can't say. Eric, what do you think the survey will say?
I would say you could become a jerk.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR. What could be more magical than a Disney cruise vacation? How about being one of the first to sail this March on the newest Disney cruise ship? 95.7 KJR FM wants to send you on a special preview cruise vacation aboard the Disney Fantasy. But you've got to guess who's on the cruise. Listen at 8:35 a.m., 12:35 p.m., and 4:35 p.m. for the cue to be the ninth caller at 877-901-0957. Guess our four mystery passengers correctly, and you could be on your way to make memories the whole family will treasure forever on your dream Disney Fantasy Preview Cruise to the Bahamas. Who's on the cruise with 95.7 KJR?
Two 80s icons in one night. Berlin featuring Terry Nunn. Patti Smyth and Scandal. April 22nd, on stage at Snoqualmie Casino Ballroom, See Berlin featuring Terry Nunn. Take my breath away. Patti Smyth and Scandal. Bang, bang. I am the warrior. A night when all the hits keep coming. Berlin featuring Terry Nunn with Patti Smythe and Scandal. April 22nd at Snoqualmie Casino Ballroom. Don't miss it. Tickets on sale now at snowcasino.com and ticketmaster.com. Berlin featuring Terry Nunn, Patti Smythe and Scandal. Together live.
$500 in free beef.
Or take the cash instead.
That's the choice you'll be making if you're one of 1,500 lucky winners in Les Schwab's Founders Celebration.
We're giving away $750,000 in free beef prizes and cash to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
Just come on in to enter and win.
And while you're here, check out the West's largest selection of tires, too.
See LesSchwab.com or a store for official rules. The Founders Celebration all-new free beef promotion for a limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
I don't want to change.
You've worn those pajamas for 3 weeks now. You have to change.
But, Mom, you don't have to.
Yes, I do.
The price of your high-speed internet doesn't change.
That's true. But I have the price lock guarantee with CenturyLink. And besides, I'm your mother, not CenturyLink.
Lock in a low monthly price for 5 years. Click CenturyLink.com and get up to 12 meg of high-speed internet for just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. No term commitment. Service and offer not available in all areas. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru at I-90 and Eastgate in Bellevue or chaplainsubaru.com.
If you have a baby or a toddler, you know how much fun it is to dress them up in all kinds of cute outfits. But then they keep growing and you need a whole new set of slightly larger cute outfits. Thankfully, the Baby Your Baby sale is going on right now at Fred Meyer, so there's no limit to the cuteness. Just visit fredmeyer.com to print a special coupon worth an extra 15% off your entire purchase, which means huge savings on brands like Carter's, Oshkosh, Graco, and more. You'll find all kinds of adorable outfits for your little one, along with great buys on essentials like diapers, wipes, safety gates, and so much more. And if you're expecting, it's a great time to get registered at Freddy's and start dreaming of all the possibilities. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Also this week at Freddy's, don't miss the half-yearly vacuum event. It's your chance to replace your old vacuum and save big on a state-of-the-art model from Dyson, Hoover, Bissell, and other top brands. Now during the half-yearly vacuum event at your neighborhood Fred Meyer.
Downtown Joe here. Join me and KJRFM for the grand opening celebration of KeyBank's new University Village branch this Saturday from 11 to 1. Lots of prizes, lunch provided from Applebee's, face painting and balloon art for the kids, chocolatey chocolate, and your chance to win an amazing trip for two on Kenmore Air to Victoria with a night at the Oswego Hotel. Drawings at 1 o'clock and you must be present to win. There's fun for the whole family. Check it out by logging on to 957KJRFM.com. Just click on events.
They've been called legends, icons, and at the Jeep Showcase event, you'll find out what gives every Jeep vehicle the right to be called a Jeep vehicle. Jeep Grand Cherokee is the most awarded SUV ever. Jeep Wrangler Rubicon was named Best 4x4 of the Decade by Four Wheeler Magazine. And Jeep Compass carries on the legendary bloodline with up to 29 mpg highway. Test the best at the Jeep Showcase event. More than an event, it's a show of strength.
Well-qualified lessees can lease the 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude 4x4 for $219 a month for 36 months for $24.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on 2001 to 2010 model years, EPA estimated fuel economy 2.0-liter front-wheel drive with 5-speed manual transmission. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2/29. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Do you want a business ultrabook with the longest battery life? Then it's time for the thin and light HP Folio. Buy direct at hp.com/folio.
Jody from the Bob River Show here with important information from Washington Dental Service Foundation. Oral health is a critical part of overall health. Tooth decay can interfere with a child's ability to eat, sleep, and do well in school. The best way to prevent dental disease is to start early. Have a dentist or a physician screen your child's teeth by age 1 to give oral health the attention it deserves. Learn more by texting CHILD to 52309. Text the word CHILD to 52309.
They're back.
Spike and the Impalers on the big stage that started it all. Emerald Queen Casino, April 21st. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
To celebrate leap year, Alvin Goldfarb Jeweler is holding a very special sale this Wednesday, February 29th, for one day only. All jewelry will be 50 to 75% off. A fantastic selection of watches, giftware, and designer jewelry will be reduced by 30%. The sale is limited to jewelry on hand and for one day only, Wednesday, February 29th, at Alvin Goldfarb Jeweler in Bellevue, located at 305 Bellevue Way. Please check alvingoldfarbjeweler.com for details or call 425-454-9393.
Hi, it's your neighbor, Portland. You know, shopping's different here. It's tax-free, and the unique styles mean you'll never dress the same as Estelle in Accounts. Get different. Shop Portland and get $72 off your hotel stay at TravelPortland.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We did just clear up a little stall. I-5 southbound at the Ship Canal Bridge. It was blocking a lane there. It caused a little bit of a delay southbound I-5. Just as you approach the Ship Canal Bridge, northbound I-5 from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center still slow. So it was northbound 405, bumper to bumper through the S-curves. And then between I-90 and 520, expect to see some heavy brake lights there as well. Looks like all the traffic we were working with in Tacoma has, for the most part, cleared out. Up next on the Bob Rivers Show, does a higher income make you a bigger jerk?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Paul Rogers coming to town. He's going to be at the DNR Theater in Aberdeen. He's also playing closer to home, too. We'll give you all those dates before the end of the show. Does being richer, having a higher income, make you a bigger jerk? Well, it depends. Depends on whether you take candy from children. If you take candy from children, yes, you are. According to this survey, people with a few extra bucks are more likely to take candy from children. They're also more likely to lie, cheat, endorse unethical behavior at work, and cut off pedestrians while driving.
How do you think they got rich?
The report contradicts the notion that poor people are more likely to act unethically. In one experiment, wealthier people took twice as many candies as poorer people from a jar that had been designated for children. In another study, nearly half of all drivers of expensive cars cut off pedestrians at crosswalks. No drivers of the cheapest cars cut off any pedestrians. Isn't that neat?
I don't know if neat's the first word that comes to mind.
Well, I'm going to walk in front of cheap cars, right, if I'm going to jaywalk.
Darby and I were walking to the theater last night, and a BMW pulled right in the middle of the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Lady on her phone. I mean, we had to walk around the front of her car into the traffic lane, and she didn't even back up or look or acknowledge it or nothing.
Do you think the rich are more likely to cheat?
I think that's how they got rich.
Do you think that's how they got rich?
I do.
Okay.
I think people find ways to, and cheat may be the, it's probably the best word to describe it, but not a fair word to describe it. Mm. I think people who exercise the system,
who find the loopholes,
TGI Fridays.
There's a couple of different studies here. The National Academy of Sciences is the one that's publishing the one about candy, and I wanted to track the source, but unfortunately you have to subscribe to the National Academy of Sciences, and I didn't have the time or the money. This is all being reported this morning in the Huffington Post, if you want to read about it from there and follow the links to the individual studies.
Sometimes they're not nice, I can tell you that from firsthand experience. Read the Steve Jobs book.
And would you say that's how he got rich, was by gaming the system and exercising his legal options?
I would say he exercised all of the rules of business within the laws. And,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, actually, no, he didn't. He actually violated a whole bunch of SEC stuff.
And got rich.
I think there's
kind of let him off the hook.
There's good people and bad people, rich and poor, no question about it.
Absolutely.
But I do think the more you have, maybe you get a higher expectation of people doing stuff for you just because they do. I mean, that's the situation.
Speaking of being rich, here's a rich guy we like, Chris Hansen. Yesterday it was announced that the Sacramento Kings are going to stay in Sacramento. They held up their city. Who's paying for their stadium? They're not going to announce that for a day or two.
They're expecting the arena to cost $390 million roughly, with the city accountable for $200, $250 million of it, which they will pay for by revenues generated by the arena, much like the deal in Seattle. It's got to pass a city council vote, which is on May 5th, I believe. So it's not a done deal, but it's a done deal.
It's nearly done.
Yeah.
Here's what Chris Hansen had to say. Don't worry. Even though the Kings are going to stay in California, they're still going to go ahead and build their stadium. That's the message from politicians and Chris Hansen. You think they're putting a happy face on a disappointing day?
No, I think that they never thought that really the Kings were ever going to come this far. Mm. With Anaheim in the mix for the Kings and Sacramento working to keep the Kings, I think smart people knew that the Kings weren't going to come all the way up here. I think their best bet to get an NBA franchise is, like Joe said right out of the gate, New Orleans, the Hornets, which are owned by the NBA, and because they couldn't find a New Orleans buyer. They tried for years.
Can we swap the New Orleans Saints for maybe some temporary housing? Would that make us feel better about it?
You mean the Hornets?
No, you said New Orleans.
The Hornets. New Orleans Hornets.
The Saints are football.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Can we swap the New Orleans Hornets for some trailers that don't have that
asbestos
limes, in them?
Mold.
The last trailer left New Orleans last month.
I know.
There's not a single.
Really? They don't need any more.
There's not a FEMA trailer to be found anywhere in the bayou.
So it's a good time to steal their team.
It's all gone.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do any of you really think that there's a chance that this isn't all played out? We're talking about cities and major infrastructure moves. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is any chance that this isn't already all got it laid out and that we're just hearing about it as a need-to-know basis?
Incrementally is how we heard about the stadium.
Right.
As they wanted to roll it out.
Don't they already know what is going to happen?
No, I think you're absolutely right.
Don't spend hundreds of millions of dollars in a city that needs to make a lot of moves to adjust for a new stadium if you don't already have a plan.
Well, could be.
Well, the contingent of this whole deal was finding a tenant for a 30-year lease.
Right. But didn't they just tell us we lost out on a hockey team?
They just told us.
Yeah. So you think it's all kabuki theater?
Of course. You know, I think everything is kabuki theater.
It is. City Council President Sally Clark said she's happy for Sacramento, knowing how difficult it was for Seattle to lose the Sonics. So we pretend we're happy for Sacramento.
Sure. Right.
That sounds like something someone named Sally Clark would say. I'm so happy for them. Good.
Yeah. She also said, I take Chris Hansen at his word. He said the arena deal wasn't about Sacramento.
Yeah, it's... He can't even start thinking about an NBA team till the city and the county signs off on him building a stadium and them helping him.
What about the Phoenix Coyotes?
Phoenix Coyotes aren't working in Phoenix. I mean, we talk about raping other cities of their teams, but what it really is other cities that have had multiple opportunities to make a franchise work and don't. They just don't support the team.
They've had ample opportunities.
They have, and they've tried.
I believe Oklahoma thought that, too.
That's funny because this city never went through the standard procedure of losing
being
a team.
Held up and not being willing to give the robbers money.
Of losing a team. That team was purchased by the Oklahoma interests, the Sonics were, mm-hmm. with the sole intent of moving that franchise to Oklahoma City, establishing franchise free agency among the NBA owners.
Do we have to call the new team the Sonics after we move them from a city?
We don't have to, but we have the right to, and we probably should.
We should, okay.
Yeah.
Because I like Coyotes. I mean, I have
Coyotes. Well, that's hockey, and we could have the Phoenix.
Oh, wait a minute. That's hockey?
We could have the Phoenix. The part of that arena.
I don't know what it is.
Part of that arena is a two-tenant deal, NHL and NBA.
All right.
You bring an NBA team in here, you call them the Sonics. You wear the green and gold. You bring an NHL franchise in. Coyotes is a cool name, but it says nothing about this
no
area.
I sense no guilt about doing something bad to another city here.
No, and it's already a done deal. Chris Hansen and who he's working with, they've got handshake deals on the table, and if the city says that we can build the arena, it's already done.
I guarantee you the mayor of Seattle and the mayor of Sacramento had a little deal going, too. Yeah, we'll throw our hat in the ring to get your boys up and running. I guarantee she's right. They're all working behind the table.
Well, as we speak it right now, in my city of Bellevue, there is a breakfast of businessmen. And the title of that breakfast is The Arena Opportunity. A lot of people forgot about that.
That ain't never going to happen, cuz. Never.
You don't think so?
Never going to happen. You know why? Because you have to have a stadium complex in an area that's already built for a stadium complex with Safeco and CenturyLink. You've already got mass transit coming in there. You've already got supporting hotels, restaurants, and businesses. The infrastructure of pro sports arenas is already existing
actually, it's
in downtown.
The hotels and businesses around there that help pay for it. And
well,
if you don't have those around.
You're not going to have a standalone arena over in Bellevue when you've got this core of professional sports arenas already.
But you
in
know what else you got there?
Let him dream for a moment.
What do you have, Joe?
You got millions and millions of containers going out of one of the busiest ports in the country.
Yes.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you tried getting off? And I'm not saying, I mean, I'll take it wherever they build it, but there is a couple arguments against putting more people down there right where all our cranes are that load the ships, because I don't know if you get off I-90 ever.
Do you find crane traffic interfering with your daily commute?
I find truck traffic interfering very much so,
really?
Quite regularly. Yes, every one of those boxes that goes on that crane onto that boat gets hauled in by
Tell
a truck.
Tell me about Bellevue, though. I want to hear you woo us to Bellevue.
Well, Bellevue has a large piece of land over in the Bell Red Corridor.
Voluptuous, I believe you would say.
Yes, it's a former Safeway distribution center. And this is a part of the city that is going to be completely redeveloped. The corridor going up from downtown Bellevue. Pretty much all the way to Crossroads. They're going to rebuild and reimagine this whole area.
So folks could use that I-5, 405, 520 area to go to the games, because that's got no traffic at all on that 405, 520 interchange.
Well,
that's a freaking freeway of love.
Who in here was a Sonic season ticket holder?
Let's rephrase it. Who was dumb enough to be a Sonic season ticket holder?
Really? Me and a lot of my Bellevue friends.
That's right.
Bellevue friends.
Yeah, a lot of my well-money, probably rich Bellevue friends.
Higher income.
We cleaned her up and taught her to speak. Well, now you get to
exactly.
sleep with her.
Exactly. So maybe we don't want to commute to see our high-priced athletes play. No, I'm not saying I would love to see a new
put him next to my house.
All I'm saying is it's not over yet as to where the thing goes, and there is a breakfast this morning which is sold out, by the way, of the Bellevue business community discussing a plan that they've been working for over a year or two, and there is already a piece of land, so. Mm-hmm. It's not a done deal. You'll be hearing more about that tomorrow.
It's $100 an egg breakfast.
Oh,
I love it when Joe gets excited.
Yeah, about Bellevue.
Yeah.
Me and all my rich friends don't want to drive.
We don't want to drive your stinky city with your truck traffic. Your containers full of Chinese people. No!
I'm pretty high on Bellevue right now. I called City Hall yesterday, and I got a call back within an hour. That's a good city that responds to
Next
you there.
Next question. Who should play Whitney Houston in the movie about her?
Jennifer Hudson.
You say Jennifer Hudson? She didn't have the voice. Maybe she was holding back, but I don't know.
Does it have to be a singer?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Just like the Ray Charles movie, it has to be someone who can actually pull
it off. Well, Jamie Foxx really nailed that one. That's a
Jamie
great...
Jamie Foxx could play Whitney Houston.
Yeah, he could. That's my first...
Next topic.
Joe, do you have the answer?
Yes, and there is no answer yet, but there is a definite front runner.
I think Halle Berry is your front runner.
No, personally. It has to be someone who can sing.
I think you lip sync it out.
No.
There is a front runner.
Is it Jennifer?
There's talk on the World Wide Web.
Jordan?
That Rihanna.
No.
Would star in the movie about Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Clive Davis says he's putting the film together.
Chris Brown would make a great Bobby Brown.
Jennifer Hudson is also mentioned. Vivica Fox?
Vivica.
I try to pronounce it right, and what do I get for it? Megan Good? Or is it Megan Good?
I don't know. I just love you. Keep going.
I believe it's Goad, but go right ahead.
Why don't these people just use regular names and spell them the old way?
Keep going, Bob.
Jordan Sparks.
Yes.
Brilliant girl.
Who co-starred with Whitney in the upcoming movie Sparkle.
Right, which they're rushing to get finished, to get out.
Megan Good actually claims she had a meeting scheduled with Whitney for the week after she died. To discuss
her
the film.
Her schedule freed up, huh? I'm sorry.
Whitney was discussing a film about her while she was alive.
A lot of people do that.
And Willow Smith is also being considered to play a young Whitney.
Yeah. Okay.
Willow Smith is...
Jada Pinkett and Will Smith's kid.
Yeah.
Whip my hair, whatever they call that.
How old is she?
10.
Yeah, but she looks like her dad, and that's tragic. Really
Poor
is.
Kid. Okay. Also, Colorado voters are deciding whether to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Are we doing the same?
We are the first state to put that on a ballot. That'll be in November. Colorado will be the second.
Wow. The state is looking forward to doing it right after us. The Secretary of State's office said Monday that supporters of the legalization initiative did collect enough signatures. And that's all it is collect enough signatures and you get it on the ballot, right?
Yeah.
Well, it goes to the legislature. If the legislature doesn't want to deal with it, then
public vote.
You put it up to a public vote.
And if it's legalized, is there infrastructure to sell it?
Yes. And the way this one, and I don't have it in front of me, but it would be run essentially by the state. It would be state approved, taxed, and the whole bit. And you would go in and buy it just like you would buy your liquor. Now, I don't think Costco is going to be getting into the weed business.
Oh,
I think
it's 2 ounces.
Big stack of bales. Hey, sample lady.
Here. Here.
You don't think so?
That would get problematic.
I don't think
the state. No, I don't want that much.
You have to try this.
Here's the deal, though. The state wouldn't either because it's against the law federally, right?
Well, that's why the legislature passed on it, and that's why Governor Gregoire is trying like crazy to get a ruling from the federal government about, you know, just how illegal is marijuana. Because, I mean, it's going to be on our ballot. It's going to be that simple.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this story bothers all of us. The sixth person is held in Trooper Tony's death in Port Orchard. And how many guys did this dirtbag Josh Blake call, or how many people did he call to ask to help him so that they could all end up going to prison too, is I guess the question. That's what you, the way you put it, right, Spike?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe nailed it too. What kind of guy calls your friends up in the middle of the night to wake them up to help you out after you just shot somebody? And you're going to drag every one of these people into jail with you, except that you're, you know, put a gun and you killed yourself.
And they're charged with basically aiding and abetting.
Yeah. And it's a crime equal to the person who pulled the trigger. When you help somebody in the commission of a murder, even if it's a getaway driver, you are held to the same criminal liabilities as the person who pulled the trigger.
The message is don't know bad people if you can help.
Don't help bad people. Don't take the call.
No, but
say
if they
no.
call you.
If I call you and ask you to do something for me and you say no.
Maybe I don't know what happened. How do they prove they know what? Well, they have recorded phone calls.
I don't know if they have recorded phone calls. They got DNA evidence of this guy being in their cars.
They're, I think, going to ping some satellites and get some text messages and some phone calls. And you're right. There's a difference between a guy calls you in the middle of the night and says, hey, can you come pick me up? And you say, no, I'm going back to sleep. Roll over and don't think anything else about it. You can't be responsible for anything that
sure.
he does. However, if you drive him somewhere and lie about it or know what he did and lie about it, then you are guilty. You can't lie about it when people question you about his whereabouts or if he called you. Once you start lying, now you're aiding and abetting.
Right. You're blocking the investigation.
Right. You can make an argument for someone who does nothing, doesn't help at all, and doesn't tell. There's gray area there. I think we all can agree. But these people lied.
I mean, if some dirtbag called me up in the middle of the night, I've done nothing wrong. Answer my phone at 2 a.m. That was stupid, but you say no.
Sounds like a lot of these people weren't getting much sleep anyway, and that's the problem. They said the one consistent thing that is prevalent in this whole deal is drugs. There were definitely drugs involved in every decision that was made along the line.
Sean Alexander, good morning.
Good morning. There's a couple of different standards that are in play, and one is if you give them help before the act, after the act, or if you have knowledge that could prevent the act. If you have knowledge that can prevent the act, if you knew this guy was going to go crazy and you didn't do anything to stop it, you can be held liable. Okay, so, but now we'll step back to Spike's scenario. Hey, I picked up the phone, it was an idiot on the other line, and I went back to bed. Again, you don't have a standard that you have to report at that point, because who knows what he's, you know, what's going on.
What if he texts you, hey, I just shot a guy, I need your help, and you text back, no, I'm not coming to help you, but you just got knowledge that he shot somebody. Are you on the hook then?
You're not technically on the hook then, but if you, if that happens to you, I would suggest you might call 911.
All right, let's take his ex-girlfriend as just an example. Jesse Foster, 32, arrested. According to court documents, she met him at the house on Schofield Road and tried repeatedly to help him find a ride to get him out of the area. Now, they're going to claim she feared for her life, and getting him away from her was her primary goal, correct?
Well, that's one thing. One way to claim defense is duress, is that she was in fear for her life because he's obviously not well-balanced. He's shooting police and waving guns around.
And he's been to prison for acts he committed against her already. I mean,
right.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's
so
there's
throwing her in jail, the poor kid.
Yeah, but
I actually feel bad for her.
What about the 18-year-old girl who denied even knowing him when police questioned her, even though she was told by Blake's friends not to say anything?
Right.
When the police come asking you to your face, do you know this guy? And you say no. Now you have incriminated yourself.
And Jody's right. That is obstruction of justice. You're not the target of a criminal investigation, and you need to answer truthfully, honestly, or not at all. And if you think that there's some kind of information that you have that's going to get you in trouble by opening your mouth, the first words out should be, I want to talk to my lawyer, and no more words after that.
And the woman who was in the car when he did it?
Well, she's complicit. She because she didn't turn him in or she didn't report it, and she continued on with it. I didn't read the details.
The fact
of
that
long.
She would be petrified is not mitigating in her circumstance?
It's somewhat mitigating, but it's not completely mitigating.
No.
When you're in a car and a crime is committed, I mean, this is a touchy situation. And where you usually run into this is stupid teenagers doing stupid things. And one guy says, oh, well, let's do this, and it's only mildly maybe a civil infraction. We're speeding. And then they hit somebody on the side of the road, and it kills them. Then it becomes a serious crime.
And everybody in the car is complicit?
They can be. Yeah. And they are
first-hand knowledge.
They're definitely civilly liable for not stopping.
And if you were racing somebody, the person in the other car could be liable too, right?
Exactly. That's the scenario. And so this is much more serious, and there's a lot of things. But when the police ask you a direct question, you either answer truthfully or you do not answer at all. And you say, let me talk to my lawyer. My advice is, if you didn't do anything wrong, answer truthfully.
Right.
But this is a sad situation.
In this situation, these people are all ignorant clowns, and they're going to get what's coming to them, every single one of them.
I think if you do a...
I don't want to prejudge, but yes.
I'm pretty familiar with the story. I know the story
Judge,
pretty good.
Yeah. Judge Jody says...
Prejudge Judy.
I think if PGI Fridays did a study on prisoners in jail who have been convicted of crimes, they're going to find that.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Any last words, Jody, before the last word on the news?
On the news. Well, we were talking about when Dan Savage was here earlier, we were talking about the Occupy protests and all, and we haven't mentioned anything about them in a long time. But, actually, ironically enough, there was news today that the camp that was inspired by New York's camp is one in London, and that was a huge one. And they've been there the whole time in this area until this morning, right in front of St. Paul's Cathedral. The police surrounded them, brought an end to their months of protest.
So they were there in the winter and didn't get any coverage.
They've been here the whole time. And then here in our area, Seattle police arrested 10 demonstrators for criminal trespassing after they refused to leave the lobby outside the mayor's office. 6 men and 4 women are expected to be booked into King County Jail, and there were several dozen demonstrators outside. Again, that's another one that got no coverage. It's like we all decided all at once, all right, we're over it. Let's move on.
News cycle. Yeah. 9:52. On the next few shows, Joan Rivers, who is on fire in her career across the country she's been on. She was on, I think it was Letterman recently. Her show is doing great. She tours the country.
We just had Oscar week, and that's her bread and butter.
Right, and she was on the show maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, and she was phenomenal. She will talk to us tomorrow morning at 9:05. Don't miss that. Also, Friday, Showtime's Shameless show has a cool teen star named Emma Kenney. If you ever watch that show, we'll have a cool interview with her. Is she the mezzo soprano of modern Showtime series?
No, she's a preteen.
She's awesome.
She's a little girl.
Mezzo was started as a preteen, didn't she? Or was she 16?
Well, except that there's an older sister in Shameless. That's kind of the matriarch of the family. That's Emmy Rossum, right? That's more mezzo soprano.
Rossum, yes.
More mezzo soprano.
I guess
this
what
kid's
I'm
old
saying
scene
is
stealer.
She's a young kid, good scene stealer, but she's on a show with adult themes.
Yes.
How does she deal with that?
She's amazing.
All right. 9:54, that's it for us today.
Brandishing.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Rewarding a student is a great way to build self-esteem, but those little expenses add up. Hi, this is Chris Daughtry. Each year, teachers spend over $400 of their own money on their students. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to help students in need. Join Chase and Clear Channel communities in supporting DonorsChoose.org, where you will find hundreds of projects to help students build self-esteem. Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase.
I'm looking at the calendar, and I cannot believe it is closing in on the end of February. 2 months already, right? Did you make New Year's resolutions? Are you still keeping them? Are you still going to the gym? Are you saving money? Personally, I hate New Year's resolutions because you never keep them. That's why this year I didn't make a New Year's resolution. I'm on Healthy Trim. I didn't have to make a resolution to lose weight. I'm already losing weight. I take Healthy Trim every morning, drink a lot of water throughout the course of my day, which is good for you no matter what you're doing, and I've lost over 35 pounds. Healthy Trim is an all-natural dietary supplement. I take it in the morning. It helps control my appetite all day long. I'm not snacking between meals. I'm not counting calories. I'm not eating boxed meals or shakes. Don't get me wrong. I still love eating food. I eat all the foods I love, not the garbage you have to eat under some programs to lose weight. Healthy Trim is clinically tested. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. And right now, when you buy a bottle of Healthy Trim, you get a second bottle free. See for yourself at HealthyTrim.com or do what I did. Give them a call at 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. You can also find Healthy Trim at GNC stores nationwide.
What you want to see? What you want to see? It's all on demand inside your TV. Watching episodes all night long, back to back in a marathon. Was there one that you happened to miss? The season finale, the final plot twist. Is it movie night? It could always be one of your favorite films inside your TV. Kick up your feet and grab a bite. Just press play, stay up all night. You can always keep up with your favorite shows. Xfinity can bring it to you on the go. And no matter where you roam, it feels like you're hanging out back at home. So put that remote in your hand. It's on demand at your command.
Xfinity On Demand has the latest movies and hit TV shows, plus the best kids programs, hottest music videos, and more. All available instantly anytime you want. You can even watch your favorite on-demand shows on your laptop, iPad, or iPhone. Only Xfinity On Demand has what you demand. Just visit Comcast.com/Xfinity to learn more.
If you're always on the lookout for new recipes and dinner ideas, your neighborhood QFC is a great place to go for inspiration. Like this week, we've got a terrific buy on farmland bone-in pork shoulder roast in the meat department. If you've never cooked with pork shoulder before, it's perfect for slow roasting. And this week only, it's just $1.49 a pound. You can get it whole in the bag or cut to order. And why not pair that melt-in-your-mouth savory pork with a little fresh asparagus? Just 99 cents a pound. While you're in produce, don't miss red or green seedless grapes at just $1.28 a pound. And of course, you can count on QFC for good values on the kinds of groceries you buy all the time, like canned tuna. This week, 5-ounce cans of Bumblebee Chunk Light Tuna are just 69 cents each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Also at QFC, look for new lower prices throughout our produce department. You can count on the same freshness and quality at an even better price now at QFC.
Experience something uniquely different. A four-diamond luxurious resort enhanced by the culture and coastal Salish art of the Tulalip tribes. Experience something luxurious. Plush rooms and suites, impeccable service and unique amenities you won't find in other resorts. Experience the unique differences of Tulalip, the Northwest's finest resort casino. Find all the details at TulalipResort.com.
I came to South Africa looking to feel alive again. From the moment I stepped off the plane, I knew this would be an adventure unlike any other. It's the kind of place for those who live life to the fullest. I lived out my wildest Tarzan fantasy with a treetop canopy tour, danced with the Zulus to the beat of their thundering drums, and even looked a great white in the eye during my cage dive with the sharks. Then, just when I thought my heart couldn't race any faster, I was serenaded by the roar of a lion at midnight outside my safari camp. But most of all, I'll never forget the faces of the warm and friendly people who made me feel like one of their own. As we sat together sharing stories, I realized that everything I was looking for, I found. By letting the land and its people guide me.
Find what you're looking for. Unbelievable packages from $19.99. Visit southafrica.net. Conditions and fees apply and rates are subject to change. South Africa, it's possible.
I'm Tim Love, and when I'm not cooking in my restaurants, I'm cooking for my family. And lots of times, that means chicken. But with Best Foods, Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs, you can make it outrageously juicy. Best Foods Parmesan Crusted Chicken. Man, so crispy, juicy, and cheesy, you'll want to make it every single day. Find this recipe at bestfoods.com. Best Foods. Real. Tastes better.
Find Best Foods and all the ingredients you'll need to make Parmesan Crusted Chicken at Fred Meyer today.
Starting right now, the benchmark for best just reached where only Toyota could take it. Toyota's better than ever event. Get any new 2012 Corolla with low 1.9% APR limited term financing. Get any remaining new 2011 Prius hybrid and get 0% financing. Or lease the reinvented 2012 Camry LE. Now just $219 a month for 36 months with only $2369 due at signing. And no security deposit, tax, title, and license extra. That's just $219 a month for a 2012 Camry LE. Or get up to $2,500 cash back direct from Toyota on a 2012 Tundra Crewmax. Lease and financing subject to approved credit through TFS. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a two-year maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Get details and program end dates at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or buyatoyota.com. Don't miss Toyota's Better Than Ever event. See one of your 19 Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota, moving forward.
Hey, Angie. Wow, you did it, didn't you? You went over to...
Mm-hmm. Went to Walmart and got the Pioneer DEH44 HD with built-in HD radio technology.
New HD2 HD3 channels, digital sound quality, and no subscription fees.
You got it. Hey, come on, let's ride. Since the Pioneer DEH44 HD is only $120 at Walmart, I'm taking you out for dinner.
Nice.